Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be talking about a special event and we're going to be visiting with Mary Hoyt. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, LaVon.
Mary is a very active member of the Cass County Genealogy Society, and they've been doing a whole lot of work related to this event coming up. So, Mary, I want to tell a little bit about this event, and then we want to talk about all the work you guys have been doing. On June 24th, that's this coming Sunday, there's an event called Welcome Home, and it is to welcome home members of Company K, World War II, who never got a public homecoming. And so we need lots of folks to come and welcome those people home. There will be somebody walking to represent every one of those 118 members of Company K. And if we have time, we can talk a little more about Company K. But these are all local, almost for the most part, are local people. Now, the whole event starts about noon, but you can come and go whenever you want. And it will, I'm sure there'll still be something going on about 4 o'clock, but come whenever you want at the depot at noon and you can have lunch and visit with people and see some displays. The whole walking from the depot to the armory begins at 2, and then about 3 o'clock we'll move into the armory and lots of things there. So Mary, I'm thinking, you know, maybe somebody can't spend from 12 to 4. But they might be able to come at 2:30 or 3, and there'll still be lots of things to see. So what are they going to see that the genealogy group has put together?
Well, we have been working hard on putting together notebooks of the Company K members. We started with a list of 118 men, and we have been doing research on them, and I think we found something on just about each one of them. We have some World War II notebooks that Maxine Woolenhaus had put together, and they have newspaper articles from the time. And maybe those articles might say that some of them are very sad news. You know that Army person has been a member of the POW or has died, but there's some happy things too. Some of them you might see that they had a new baby, and or maybe someone was on furlough and got married, and so there's some happy things in there too, but there's lots of information.
It's just amazing to me, Mary, and I want to mention that you and Carolyn Key and Linda Herman have spent hours and hours on putting this information together. And as you say, for some people, maybe there's a page, but for other people, there may be 6 or 7 pages because that information is available. And how do you get all this information, Mary? Where does that come from besides Maxine having put a lot of that together? You have other sources you use all the time.
Yes, we do, but bless her heart that she did that. You can go on Ancestry.com. It's a paid subscription, but a person can come to the library and use the library's free edition if they choose to do that. On Ancestry, we found all sorts of military records. We found burials. We might have found some obituaries. We found some school pictures. And it's just amazing what you can find. We also, Find a Grave is a free site. And if you're lucky and someone has walked that cemetery and put your loved one's information on, more than likely a picture of the stone is there, perhaps who their parents were, who their siblings were, maybe their spouse. There could be an obituary in that information too.
And as you say, anybody can use Find a Grave and start looking for somebody. And it is interesting. It may list very little, but you may have lots of stories to tell. And then you also have some, I think, Special Armed Forces kind of resources?
Yes, we do. It's interesting. I found one for a gentleman who had died in service, and his parents were applying for an application for money for him from the government, and I found that application, and so the questions that they had to fill out and to get the thing done.
And that's something that survivors, it could be parents, it could be a wife, it could be a child, could ask for compensation. And that's happened a long time ago. I was telling Mary I was reading a book about Mrs. Lincoln, and one of the people in there asked to get that compensation. So that's been going on for a long time. But those records are there for you to see. And again, the whole history of many of these things, I want to mention that in the library is a book called American Legion Memorial Building, a Historical Overview. And it has much information about Company K. That was really a National Guard unit, and the President Roosevelt said, we've got to get ready here for war, and said, okay, we need to fill up this group, the National Guard, and the people here were all inducted on February 10th, 1941, and they all marched off on March 1. So that's a you know, we have all that information and pictures about when they left, but we don't have any pictures when they came back because there never was anything happening like that. So something else that I think is interesting, it just goes on and on. You know, you folks who do genealogy are just great detectives, and one thing leads to another. Quite a few brothers joined up at the same time.
Yes, they did. Some of the groups, the brothers that we had from here were Bakers, Drakes. There were two Drakes. The Bakers were three children. There was Edward and Marion Kiefer. There was Jack and William Kelso, Alton and Arnold Landon. There were two Tucker boys that were brothers, at least those that we are aware of.
Yes. And, of course, none of the Company K people are now alive. We know because you know through these genealogy sources that they may have other relatives here in the Atlantic Cass County area, and they've been called on to help walk. So just I know, Mary, the three of you have put in so many hours just to kind of bring out of your head maybe a story or two. You said, oh, I mean, you mentioned the marriage and the birth, but a couple of other things that you found in those news articles. I think Gene Millett is one that's written a lot, and you found some interesting things by him.
Yes, I did. I found a little article there that Maxine had clipped, and he was writing home and saying that he had met up with one of the other Company K men, and they had not seen each other since Don Baker's funeral, and that they were in Ireland when they met up, and that was Don had died in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And so from Atlantic, they went to Louisiana, and then I think from Louisiana to Ireland for more training. And something I thought was interesting about the Company K was a part of the 34th Infantry, which is the Red Bull Division. And the Red Bull Division was the first one to be mobilized in World War II and the last one to be mustered out. So there are just so many stories. You mentioned, Mary, some of the brothers. Let's just kind of mention a few other names that perhaps people say, well, I didn't really know that person, but I know that name because I've been around.
Well, there was Edward and Howard Cool, but I don't believe they were brothers. I couldn't find that connection anyway. There was a Gaylord, William Gaylord. That was a familiar name to me. Maylander was a familiar name. Alaban. And, of course, Shorty Parrott, Burdette Parrott, was a prisoner of war. Those are just some of the names that Macaulay was a name, and Jean Millett that we've already talked about. Those were just some of the names that I thought about.
Mm-hmm. And also, as the records have been kept, we know that out of the 118, there were, I believe it's seven, you can remind me, that were listed as killed in action.
I do have that down. Okay. There were five that were killed in action and three that died by accident. There were 35 prisoners of war out of our group here. So the ones that were killed in action were Earl Card. He died in Italy. Paul Dennison, Stanford Johnston, one of the Landon boys, and Charles Snyder.
Okay. So even if you don't know these people, and I certainly don't know any of them, but when I start looking through the notebooks that you've put together, there's so many news articles, there are so many pictures. And one of the things you guys have done is you've gone through the javelins.
Yes, we did. It was so fun. Originally, and I don't remember which gentleman it was, which veteran that I was looking for, but it popped up a school picture and from the javelin. And so then we started searching through the javelins, and we found some pictures from freshmen through the senior pictures. And it's been fun doing that.
So lots that you can look through and learn about through the notebooks. But again, there'll be other displays. There'll be a mock POW camp. There'll be the flags and the caskets. Whole lot of things going on at the armory at the end of this walk. Remember, this is the walk on June 24th, this coming Sunday. Kind of the whole kind of event starts at noon. The walk starts at 2 and moves to the armory, and it will just, and there's some surprises, some noisy surprises, Mary. So come, and at whatever time you can come and be a part of this whole event. Until next time, just remember to honor our veterans.